From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 25th at 8:56, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Pretty quiet trade here. Do you steam into the Thanksgiving holiday in the grain market? Main item of business here this week is rolling December contracts out to the March. We've got first notice day on Friday, so all those contracts have to be rolled by the close of business tomorrow ahead of Thanksgiving. So that's the main feature. Very quiet two-sided trade in here. Not a lot of news. The bean market still looking for confirmation, final confirmation, which still be maybe a week to two off of the exact details of this Chinese trade agreement, which would feature purchases of U.S. beans by China. So very, very quiet holiday type trade. December corn up a quarter of a cent right now, now unchanged, 423 and three quarters, towards the low end of the day's range so far. March corn up a penny, 437 and three quarters. The May up one and three quarters at 446. New crop December up a penny, 461 even. Beans started higher, now have turned a little bit lower. January bean futures down a quarter of a cent, 1123 even. That's about five and three quarters off of the session highs scored in the overnight. March beans down a half a cent, 1131 and a half. May futures down three quarters, 1141 and a quarter. New crop November down two and a quarter, 1114 and a half. Mixed in the soy products, soy meal seeing a little bit of a bounce here. December soy meal up $2.70 a ton, 316.90. The January up 260 at 320.90. December soy oil down 51 points right now, 49.67, with the January contract down an even 52 at 50 even there. The wheat market slightly higher. December Chicago up one and a half at 523 and three quarters. New crop July 26 up one and a half at 553. December Kansas City up two and a quarter at 509 and a half. And then new crop July up one and a quarter at 547 and a half. December Minneapolis wheat up one and a half at 569 and a quarter. The case of the livestock, fairly quiet open here. We had a massive limit down day yesterday in both live cattle and feeder cattle. Expanded limits today. We've traded both sides of unchanged, trying to stabilize here and digest the news of that Tyson plant closure in Nebraska that caused that limit down move yesterday. Right now, February live cattle down 117 at 209.35. April's down 45 at 207.45. The June live cattle up 60, 202.32. Been about a $3.50 range in the cattle so far. Have traded both sides fairly stable right now. January feeders down 170 at 303.27. The March down 92 at 296.87. April feeders down 22 at 295.87. A lot of the deferred contracts up 15 to 30 in the feeders right now. And the hog market up 35 in the February, 79.52. The April's up 70 at 83.22. June lean hogs up $1.10 at 95.05, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day and a great holiday. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says patchy fog or drizzle, cloudy skies, and a high of 57 today. 1A is next on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.